Hi everyone and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
I'm Winnie.
And today we are going to talk about fortune cookies,
Ooh.
Which are kind of these cool cookies where inside is a little slip of paper that says your fortune.
Wow. Have you ever had one?
I have. But I kind of today just want to talk about whether or not we believe if these things can be true or not.
It can be true. They're all made in factories.
Well, they are. But what about fortune tellers, like people who tell the fortune? Do you believe them?
I don't know. They use, 我们有塔罗，有star signs.
And like the tarot cards.
Yeah.
So it sounds like Winnie doesn't really believe they're telling the truth.
Have you ever tried it?
I have.
Wow.
Nothing's come true yet, but, you know, I still got some time to go, hopefully, so we'll see. But, yeah, it's kind of an interesting, fun thing to do as long as you don't spend too much money on it.
Right.
All right, well, let's find out what about these fortune cookies in today's article.
Plus Encyclopedia. Hello and welcome to the show. Today we're going to talk about fortune cookies. The question of the day is, fortune cookies are popular in Chinese restaurants in the U.S. Who first made this kind of cookie though? A. The Chinese. B.The Japanese. C. The Americans. Do you have the answer in mind? Now, the answer is B. The Japanese. In the 17th century in Japan, people ate cookies with fortunes inside them. In the 19th century, a Japanese emigrant took them to the U.S. However, he changed their flavor to fit Americans' tastes. He sold the cookies at the Japanese Tea Garden in San Francisco, California. Fortune cookies soon became popular and showed up in many Japanese restaurants in the U.S. However, the U.S. and Japan fought each other in World War II.The U.S. government sent many Japanese to internment camps. From then on, Chinese restaurants started selling fortune cookies.
Word power!
Fit. Fit. Fit, fit, fit. Terry is intelligent.He should fit this job perfectly. Terry is intelligent. He should fit this job perfectly. Sell. Sell. Sell, sold, sold. Hannah sells noodles and fried rice in the night market. Hannah sells noodles and fried rice in the night market.Fight, fight, fight, fought, fought. The two countries fought over the small island. The two countries fought over the small island. Government, government. The government will soon decide its new plans for health care.The government will soon decide its new plans for health care.
All right, today's article, like all encyclopedia articles do, starts out with a question. It says, fortune cookies are popular in Chinese restaurants in the U.S. Okay.
That's why we never see it here,
right? Yeah.
没错，今天的主角就是 fortune cookies, 就是幸运饼干。Cookies 大家都喜欢，都知道就是饼干。Fortune 这个字呢，就用在这里就是幸运的意思。那文章第一句呢，就是说在这个美国的中国餐厅，这些幸运饼干呢很受欢迎，很流行。Yeah, we see them more often in movies than in real life.
Yeah, unless you're in the US or Canada, and then you see them at all of the...
Chinese
we call
restaurant?
them Chinese restaurants, but it doesn't、
really?
serve like, it serves like Western Chinese food, not like Chinese
Chow
food.
炒饭炒面、
kind of, it's kind of hard to explain. Yeah. It's a lot different than what you get in Taiwan or China.
Not real Chinese food.
We call it Western Chinese food, yeah. All right, so here's our actual question. It says, who first made this kind of cookie, though?
今天的问题来了，准备好了吗？像我们提到这个，我们平常在这个美国电影啊，看到这些中华餐厅才会看到的这些饼干，究竟是谁发明的呢？
Okay, we've got three answers.
Okay,
so the first is...The Chinese.
Okay.
They are sold in Chinese restaurants,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, here's answer B, the Japanese. I know they have a lot of history that kind of goes together, maybe.
Yeah, but it's in the U.S.? I don't know.
All right, well, in that first answer, we used the Chinese to talk about people from China. We're doing something similar to talk about people from Japan, the Japanese.
我们来看到选项 AB 呢分别是中国人跟日本人那就是从中国 China 看日本 Japan 衍生而来的名词
Okay, now answer C, which we haven't said yet, is a little bit different. So in answer C, we're saying the Americans. Now here we used a different way to talk about people from the US. We call people from the US Americans.Now, we use a different word to talk about people from Canada, too. For instance, I'm a Canadian.
Oh.
So, they're kind of the same. Some of them are the same, and some of them are very different. So, you just kind of have to know which country.
Like, Taiwan is a Taiwanese.
Taiwanese.
Okay, I got
But
it.
People from Thailand are Thai.
Oh.
So, it's different for every country.
Okay, so they're popular in the Chinese restaurants in the U.S., but not in Asia.
Okay.
I think I'm going to go with C.
Okay, so
the Americans.
Winnie's guessing the Americans. Now,
Good.
I already know the answer to
you
this
do?
One, so I'm not going to guess. But I will tell you the answer.
What is it?
Okay, it says here, in the 17th century in Japan...People ate cookies with fortunes inside them.
Okay, 在十七世纪的日本，当时呢就有这种饼干里面呢会夹着这个 fortune， 在这里是当名词的意思，就是签诗的意思。像比方我们有时候会卜杯啊，然后抽到那个签里面的那个纸，我们就可以用 fortune 表示签。所以呢，他说在十七世纪这个日本呢就有吃幸运饼干的形式。But how did they end up in the U.S.?
Well.How does anything end up anywhere in the world? It says here, in the 19th century, a Japanese emigrant took them to the U.S.
Emigrant 这名词呢就是移民的人。所以比方说你的亲戚移民到美国啊或者其他地方他们就是 immigrant。所以到了19世纪的一个日本人移民来到了美国。And what did he do? Or
well,
she?
It was a he,
yeah. Okay.
I'd love to say that it was a she, but back then, mostly he's doing stuff. All right. Well, here it says, however, he changed their flavor to fit Americans' tastes. So he took these Japanese fortune cookies to the U.S., but maybe the Americans weren't used to really that food yet, and they said, oh, so he changed it to fit Americans' tastes. Now,Fit is a verb. It's spelled F-I-T, fit. And we're going to find out what it means right now. Okay, we're talking about the verb fit. Now here, we're using the verb fit to say that two things match or work well together. Americans eat different food than Japanese people, so they might like different flavors or ways of cooking. Now, the Japanese emigrant knew this. The original fortune cookies were good for Japanese people, but now he wanted Americans to buy them. That's why he changed them so that they would work better for or fit with American people's tastes. Here's an example sentence. Terry is intelligent. He should fit this job perfectly. Terry is intelligent. He should fit this job perfectly.
今天我们在文章看到这个动词 fit 的用法表示符合，那它三态是同形 fit, fit, fit。那刚刚 Aaron 老师有提到另外一个动词也可以用 match, 就是跟除了这个文章一样符合口味以外呢，也可以是符合特征，比方说如果这个嫌疑犯符合这个杀手的特征 the description of the killer, it fits it, 就是符合那个特征。那我们也看到例句啊 ，fit the job， 就是这个工作很符合这份工作，所以它是非常适合这份工作的。那类似的用动词呢，我们也可以用在 fit the clothes。如果你穿衣服觉得哎放在你身上很合适，我们也可以用说 the clothes fit you， they are suitable for you， 就是大小啊颜色啊适中，就对你来说是很符合这个场合等等的，就可以这样说。所以呢文章是说这个日本移民呢就是来到美国以后稍微改良一下饼干的口味 flavor， 像是冰淇淋的口味啊或者是糖果的口味，英文都可以用 flavor 这个可数名词，改良一下才能符合美国人的口味。
Okay, so he sounds like a pretty smart guy, to be honest. He's a good businessman. He knows what his customers want. Here it says, he sold the cookies at the Japanese Tea Garden in San Francisco, California. Okay, so he is a businessman, mm-hmm. because we see he's selling the cookies. This verb, sell, is spelled S-E-L-L, sell, and we're going to find out this word's meaning here. Okay, our second word, power word today, is also a verb. It's the verb sell. When you sell something, you give another person something after they give you money for that thing. Now, this happens in stores and other businesses where customers go to buy things or services. Here's an example. Hannah sells noodles and fried rice in the night market. Hannah sells noodles and fried rice in the night market.
Sell 这个动词要特别注意它的三态是 sell, sold, sold, 就是贩卖的意思。那反义就是买，就是 buy, B-U-Y 啦。那有人买就有人卖，所以我们进一步看一下它的用法哦。你可以像这个直接在后面加上要卖什么东西当受词，比方文章是 sell the cookies, 或者呢我们可以看到例句 sell noodles and fried rice, 就是卖这个面跟炒饭。那如果要加上卖给谁，就可以用sell something to somebody. 比方说 the bookstore sells postcards to tourists. 就是这个书店呢是卖这个明信片给这个观光客。那也可以把人当受词 sell somebody something. 所以也可以换成 sell tourists postcards.
Okay, so he's got this restaurant here. He's selling these cookies andHere's what happened. Mm-hmm. Fortune cookies soon became popular and showed up in many Japanese restaurants in the U.S.
Wow, he mm-hmm. is a smart businessman. Mm-hmm. 这样啊，在这里开始大受好评，不只是旧金山，整个美国很多日本餐厅呢都会看到这样的幸运饼干。But we see these cookies in Chinese restaurants、mm-hmm. instead of Japanese restaurants.、Mm-hmm. 就是原本是日本移民，所以在日本餐厅，然后来到美国开始卖这些幸运饼干。为什么最后会在中华料理店大受欢迎？
Okay, well, something changed a few decades ago.、Mm-hmm. Here it says, it gives us the reason why. It、mm-hmm. says, however, the U.S. and Japan fought each other in World War II. Now, if you remember your history, you probably remember hearing about this. It was a big war, and it wasn't very good for either country.
No.
All right, but we did see the verb fight here. So fight is spelled...F-I-G-H-T, fight, and let's find out what it means. Okay, now we're talking about the verb fight. Now, when two or more countries fight, they take part in a war or a battle. Now, World War II was a very big war with many countries around the world fighting with each other. Here's another example sentence for you. The two countries fought over the small island. The two countries fought over the small island.
Fought 的原型是 fight, 所以我们看到它三台是 fight, fought, fought. 在这里呢是当动词，你可能也比较常看到当名词的用法，就是吵架打斗的意思。像妈妈可能很常会说 Hey, don't start a fight with your sister. 那当动词呢有打仗作战的意思，像文章就是说在二次世界大战，日本呢和美国是互相打仗。那我们看到例句是 fought over the small island, 就是为了这个小岛，争夺小岛而作战。
Okay, well, they were fighting. We all know what happened in the end, but, we shouldn't talk about that. We don't have time. But, something really bad happened to the Japanese people in the U.S. It says here, the U.S. government sent many Japanese to internment camps. Now, we'll find out what those camps are in a minute, but first, let's find out who's sending them there. That's the government. This is a noun, and it's spelled G-O-V-E-R-N-M-E-N-T, government. Let's find out what it means. Okay, our last word power word today is a noun, and we're talking about government. Now, a government is a group of people that work together to run a country and make sure the people living there are safe, healthy, and have good lives. Countries usually have one person in charge, such as a president, and many people who help that person make decisions. All these people together are called the government. Here's an example sentence. The government will soon decide its new plans for healthcare. The government will soon decide its new plans for healthcare.
Government 是名词，就是政府的意思。一个国家会有一个，比方说台湾有个总统，刚刚有讲到 president。那这个带领国家呢，统治国家的政府呢，我们就用 government。虽然呢，这个政府里面可能会有很多人，但是我们一般呢会说一个政府嘛。所以呢 ，government 通常后面呢是接这个单数动词，比方 the government has passed a new law to protect animals。那例句我们也看到啊，政府正在这个制定新的健保法案，就是 healthcare。
Okay, so Winnie, can you tell us more about where the American government sent Japanese people living in the U.S.? We called them internment camps.
这里我们看到 internment camp, 就是有点类似集中营。二战的时候啊，因为这个美国和日本其实是敌人，所以当时呢，在美国的日本人呢，就全部送到了集中营，可能就是有点怕他们是变成间谍这样子啦。不过呢，他们是在统一在一个地方，然后虽然说没有犯罪， they were afraid that these Japanese were spies,、mm-hmm. even though they didn't really commit crimes.
Exactly.
所以他们就在这里，虽然没有犯罪，但是被统一关在一个地方。It's like a really bad thing in the U.S. history, right?
Yeah, one of them. It wasn't a very good thing to do. All right, here in the article, we see how it comes into Chinese restaurants, these fortune cookies. It says, from then on, Chinese restaurants started selling fortune cookies.
Ah, that explains. Mm-hmm. 所以从那个时候开始呢，这里的 then 也就是指二战开始，就变成中华料理店开始贩卖这些幸运饼干。Explains why we never see these in Taiwan's restaurants.
Exactly. It didn't come from China. It actually came from Japan. Mm-hmm. So it didn't really make it here. And you know what? That's okay.
Yeah.
I like to...just see what happens in my future as
it
happens.
You don't need them.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, it's time for today's magic box, and after that, we'll be back for our review time. See you in a minute.
Magic box! 找亮点
Hello, 大家 I'm Casey.在英文里面要怎么描述某一国人或者是某一个民族这样的概念呢？就像是如果你要跟其他国家的人介绍自己，你可能会说 I am from Taiwan 或者是 I live in Taiwan or I am a Taiwanese 我是一个台湾人，这种在国家后面加上 ese 用来描述一个国家的人甚至是语言的用法很常见哦，快点学起来吧。 就以很常见的日本为例，跟刚刚提到的 Taiwan 差不多，在字尾加上 ES 以后的 Japanese 可以表示语言，也就是日文，或者是呢在前面加上一个 the 变成日本人的统称，像是呢 The Japanese are polite and friendly, so I love traveling in Japan. The Japanese are polite and friendly, so I love traveling in Japan. 日本人很有礼貌又很友善，所以我很喜欢去日本旅游。或者呢，你也可以当作一个形容词，解释成日本的。例如 ，I love Japanese food. I know lots of Japanese restaurants in this area. I love Japanese food. I know lots of Japanese restaurants in this area. 我很喜欢吃日本料理，我知道这一个区域很多日式餐厅。日本只是其中一个例子啊，并不是所有国家都是在字尾加上 ese 哦。其他像是澳洲 Australia。在字尾加上 n 形成的形容词 Australian， 常常看到呢还有 Korean、American 等等，或者是 England 变成 English 这样子的变化。好啦，最后的验收时间到喽，考考大家这句话该怎么翻译？我跟我的日本朋友正在一起学韩文，休息一下，答案马上揭晓喽。
The answer is my Japanese friend and I are learning Korean together。你答对了吗？
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Hi everyone, and welcome back to review time. You might think Winnie looks like the teacher here with the whiteboard, but in fact, I'm going to make her spell some words.
Oh, I'm really bad at spelling.
Well, I'm going to start you off on an easy word power word.
Oh yeah,
then, okay?
Easy, okay.
Mm-hmm. This word is a verb.
A verb.
We have three verbs today. Mm-hmm. And it means that two things match together.
I have to guess the word too?
Yeah, why not?
Aww.
Two things match together. Or my shirt can...
fit.
That's right. Now, how does she spell fit?
Short.
It is short.
Fit. Mm-hmm. With an F.
Yeah.
Fit.
Mm-hmm.
And a T.
Mm-hmm.
Fit.
Good. She knows her phonics. Yay!
Yay!
Okay.
I got this one.
Now, I'm going to give you a little bit harder. This is something that you do when you work in a shop and you want people to buy things. You...
At a shop.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so I'm selling things.
That's right. You sell your products.
Sell. Mm-hmm. This one is easy.
Yep.
Sell.
Mm-hmm.
And double L.
Two L's. Don't forget that second L. Okay. This one's a little bit harder. Now, I really hope you know your phonics rules for this one. Okay. This is something that you do when you are not happy with someone. You start a...
Fight.
That's right. Fight.
Fight. Oh, mm-hmm. This is hard.
Okay.
I know there's an F.
Yes. Starts with a F.
Fight.
Mm-hmm.
There must be a...
An I.
And a T.
There is a T.
That's fit.
That is fit.
Fight.
Mm-hmm.
There's
two letters left. You can't hear them.
Like night?
Yes.
Fight.
Exactly. All right. Well, we don't have time to spell our last word today, but we are going to leave that for you guys. You guys can make your friends and classmates spell that word. It's government.
Oh, good. I don't have to do that one.
Study that one because it's a little bit harder. All right. We're going to say goodbye for A Plus English. I'm Erin.
I'm Winnie.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
A Plus Encyclopedia.
The History of Fortune Cookies.
Hello and welcome to the show. Today we're going to talk about fortune cookies. The question of the day is, fortune cookies are popular in Chinese restaurants in the U.S. Who first made this kind of cookie though? A. The Chinese.B. The Japanese. C. The Americans. Do you have the answer in mind? Now, the answer is B. The Japanese. In the 17th century in Japan, people ate cookies with fortunes inside them. In the 19th century, a Japanese emigrant took them to the U.S. However, he changed their flavor to fit Americans' tastes. He sold the cookies at the Japanese Tea Garden in San Francisco, California. Fortune cookies soon became popular and showed up in many Japanese restaurants in the U.S. However, the U.S. and Japan fought each other in World War II. The U.S. government sent many Japanese to internment camps. From then on, Chinese restaurants started selling fortune cookies. Fit, 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 fit. Terry is intelligent. He should fit this job perfectly. Terry is intelligent. He should fit this job perfectly. Sell, 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 sold, sold. Hannah sells noodles and fried rice in the night market. Hannah sells noodles and fried rice in the night market. Fight, 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 fought, fought. The two countries fought over the small island. The two countries fought over the small island. Government, government. The government will soon decide its new plans for healthcare. The government will soon decide its new plans for healthcare.